Yeah, he said I had. So, I'm very humbled to stand here before you all this evening. Here's my notes. And maybe it's intentional, I don't know, because I had a bunch of notes this morning, and if you were here, you knew, you could tell the words wasn't flowing freely out of me this morning. I don't know what it was. I'll never apologize for Jesus Christ as my Savior. I'll never apologize for what He's called me to do, but I will apologize to y'all when this blessing. And that being said, I have no idea what I'm going to preach about, but I thought, follow the leading of the Holy Spirit. Now, I drove to town and back today thinking, the Lord's going to give me something. But He didn't. But I got to thinking, and it'll speak for itself. It don't need me to bumble and fumble through it. But I'm going to follow the leading of the Holy Spirit, and whatever He tells me to preach, I'll preach. And I heard a guy say, if he ain't got nothing else to preach, preach Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ died on the cross that we can have the opportunity to spend eternity in heaven with Jesus Christ our Lord. And that's what I want to do. I'm humbled. I'll tell you what, I could have tucked my tail out here this morning. I felt like I was a failure. But there was a message there. And the Lord, it was exciting when He gave it to me. I met my notes, and I missed 3/4 of my notes this morning. And it was about being prepared. Well, maybe I wasn't prepared right. Maybe I rehearsed it too much again. Maybe I didn't rely on Him enough. And maybe that's a message to all of us, that we don't rely on Him enough for our everyday lives, whether it's preaching, whether it's teaching, like Ryan this morning, the first part. Okay? But he studied and he studied the Word, and he could come prepared best he could. But then we had the Holy Spirit took over a bit this morning, and there was like four anointings, and the fella, he'd been here a little bit, he come back today, he come forward and ask for prayer. And that means a lot when you, in your heart, you step out on your own. Okay? So that's why I'm saying. So that's, you know, I don't have a scripture, not one on me. So let's pray right now. Let's pray. Lord, I'm bowing here before you this evening, Lord. I'm humbled. And I ask for you to get this vile man up here out of the way, Lord, that your Holy Spirit can speak to our hearts, Lord, and preach your word to us, Lord, that we can grow from it, Lord. And it's all about you. I thank you again this evening, Lord, and I praise your name. These things we ask in Christ's name. Amen. I think you give it to me, the topic. You give it to me. It's serious business. Serious business. We talked about that outside a while ago. This is serious business. Yeah, we can have serious business. We come together as a church, as a group, and we're here for one reason, to serve the Lord. Okay? And we can laugh and have a good time with God in heaven through Jesus Christ our Lord. And the seriousness of it is us taking it out these doors. And part of that sermon that was supposed to preach this morning, as Christians, when we're prepared, is, yeah, we've got saved. We've accepted Jesus Christ as our Savior. Okay, do we sit on our hands after that? No. We go to work. That's exactly right. I'm going to hell out there. You know that? People we talk to every day. Some people we may live in the same household. Serious business. So now what? I mean, I stand up here, and I don't want this to be about this guy. It's about God. You know, what He's called me to do. But He's giving me a humbling lesson right now for some reason. Yeah. I'll read a scripture I missed this morning. Amen. Yes, He is. Yes, He is. Because that man wanted to turn and run.
Jesus Christ that He give me the strength to do this. To stand up here, to preach God's Word. Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by Him. And that was in that sermon this morning, being prepared for this life as a Christian on this earth. But the more important thing is be prepared to stand before a righteous and trust and just God in heaven. You've got to have the blood. As He talks, you've got to have the blood. A lot of churches want to take the blood out of it. If you have it, you might as well throw it all away. You might as well throw it. If you take one word out of it, one time in the beginning, God created. You took that out, you might as well throw it all away. And that's the first, what, four or five words in the Bible. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Jesus is the only way. Never got to. 1 Thessalonians 5:2 says, For ye yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. And I think I tried to talk about that a little bit. If a thief was coming, we'd be guarding the door, you know. We'd be hiding our goods, doing whatever. We would be prepared for that thief. Because he's coming. He's coming. He said, and if I go, now, and I was John 14. Let not your heart be troubled. Jesus says that. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again. And it says, when he said, and if, meaning like there'd be a question mark. No, he says, I go. So, and he's saying, and if I go, because he first said, I go, he definitely meant that. There was no question. So he's saying, if I go, I will come again. I will come again. I will come again. And that's the day we're all looking for, isn't it? Not a social club. We don't come together to laugh and sing and be happy and merry and all this. We come here to serve the Lord, the Savior of the world, the one that gives us opportunity to spend eternity with Him. The giver of life, as it said. The hope. The only hope we can have. The only peace we can have. To that child. And she helps me understand what her body's doing. But the faith that she had is so encouraging. I go in there and I come away. And me, she's a giant in the faith business, so to speak. If that don't humble you, nothing will. To go visit that young lady in the hospital. I was thinking again about the word of God, word of sermon. Did I say that word right? But isn't it though? We can go to it at any place. I could probably flip it over right now, preach. Lamentation. Of Jeremiah. Okay, got one for you. My uncle told me Grandpa Charlie had six sermons. One of them is in Jeremiah. No, it's in Jeremiah. That's Lamentations of Jeremiah. But it was get on the right path. And that sermon would hold true today. The world, the right path. The church needs to get back on the right path. Amen to that. We could jump. Book of Acts. Talked about John the Baptist. He sent John to prepare the way for the coming of the Lord. So this being prepared is as bad as I fumbled it up. This being prepared is pretty important. Did I read about the blood this morning? For this is my blood of the New Testament was shed for many for the remission of sins. But we shall be saved from wrath through Him. For as much as ye know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold, for your vain conversation received by traditions from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb, without blemish and without spot. This whole Bible right here, we're talking about the Old Testament, it points direct. It's got the history, but it's always prophetic, is pointing towards Jesus Christ, the coming Messiah. They talked about that in Exodus all the way through. And it's right back to Jesus Christ. That is the focus of it all. That's why he refers to himself as the Word of God. This is the truth. That's the life. That's the only hope that we have in this world. Belinda, if you guys want to come and get a song. But I don't know. I'm just standing up here on faith. Okay? Okay? I hope you can respect that. Praise the Lord.